Welcome to Wherever You Are. I'm Ryan McNeil, Toronto, Canada. This is the first rather unexpected dispatch of Wicked Little Town. My audio dispatches from the Toronto International Film Festival happening right now until September, I'm going to say 14, in my hometown of Toronto, Canada. I'm in the Rivoli here on Queen East and joined somewhat unexpectedly by four guests who just decided to blow into town and play this whole thing haphazardly, and, you know, kind of surprise the shit out of a lot of us. I'm joined by the crew, well, most of the crew from French Show Sunday. There is one of y'all missing, isn't there?
I'm not officially.
Oh, well, golly. Yeah.
He helped. Yeah,
you just piped down then.
I'm just here for the ride.
So there's two of y'all missing, really.
There's three. Well, it depends on if you count that or not.
Okay, well, let's let our mystery guests sign in. Going, starting on my right, my actual right this time. That's you.
Oh, I'm Lindsay.
Welcome, Lindsay. Next to you,
Jason.
Jessica.
There we go.
Rob.
Very nice. Very nice. It's like you've done this before.
We still fuck it up. I mean, we still mess
there
up.
There it is. Look at that. Seriously, dude. 60 seconds.
I was trying actively to avoid it.
Sure you were.
It's like not saying the word like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely what it is. So when I say that you guys did this haphazardly, Lindsay, I saw you kind of send up a flag, I want to say 6 weeks ago, saying, hey, French Show Sunday is going to TIFF if anybody's interested. And at which point I reach out to you, and as I'm known to do, I kind of like give tips and whatnot of, hey, when are you buying your pass and whatnot? And you came back to me and said, no, we're like coming in for a day.
No. Okay.
Tell the truth behind my little line.
What I meant was, hey, we're going to be up there around the same time. The concept was, this year we're sort of taking a lot of mini trips. So each month we want to try to go out of the state.
Okay.
Because we never take vacations. I'm really bad at it.
Okay.
So we were thinking of different places to kind of go through tentpole throughout the year. And Tom Cliff from many publications.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who I haven't seen yet this week, actually. I know he's here.
He's really busy.
I know. I haven't laid eyes on it. San Fragoso neither. I know they're here. I haven't actually seen them.
He mentioned he was at TIFF, and we hung out with him. He came to our town, Baltimore, a couple of years ago, and we had a really great time. So I was like, wouldn't that be great if we could just go meet him? Since he's going to be kind of close, you know, he's not in Australia.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good if we could meet up with him? So we sort of like looked into it, checked some pricing out, and just figured it was really doable to come up here for a weekend.
Right.
So it wasn't necessarily one day, but it wasn't a whole lot either. We lucked out actually with flights because we went in Thursday night, so we didn't have to take off more than one day of work.
Okay.
That was like a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a believer in that.
Yeah. So it was essentially just a little short weekend, and we also just kind of wanted to explore the city and stuff. So TIFF itself was definitely more fly by the seat of your pants.
Which, it's kind of funny to hear you guys say that, like, as movie lovers of, we're going to a place where there's a festival happening, but you know, it's like, bravo, really. I gotta be honest, because the place is just, like, we are all jacked up like kids on Christmas morning. So it's kind of refreshing to see people come in and go, hey, that's kind of cool, let's go see something.
Well, we knew that we were going to go take the single ticket approach. And the thing about single tickets is most of the movies are off sale.
Yeah.
But when single tickets come along, and none of the packages really were going to work for our group.
Well, certainly not if you're going to go see one show. And like, there's four of you, so you would have been, like, you know, seeing two movies and then have, like, a couple spares.
Yeah. Like, no matter what, it really wasn't going to work out properly. So, earlier this week, I'm G-chatting Lindsay at work saying, okay, these are all the movies that are currently, you know, what we can purchase online and don't have to worry about buying the day of.
Right.
And we decided on Confession because it just stood out and looked like something that we would all really enjoy.
Okay.
And then we decided to just play it by ear and see what was going to be available while we were out here and maybe rush or do whatever to just see anything that looked interesting or was doable. But I think the thing is, once we're out here, like, we're having fun just exploring the city and hanging out with people, and we could either see a movie that we could see later.
Yeah.
Or hang out with someone who we will not be able to see later.
And yeah.
That's one, like, a big part of the whole, like, yeah, I'm a full fan, film fan, but I'm also a film blogger, and I really like meeting up with other people. Like, that's one of the biggest, like, one of our biggest tentpoles for coming here initially anyway. But also, I hadn't been to the city before. I wasn't necessarily... I feel like it would have been like going to South by Southwest without ever having been to Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it just would have been overwhelming, I think. So it's kind of like a taste.
Sure.
Like, yeah, see
sure.
the city. You kind of see how TIFFs run, which I think I would have been, especially with the four of us trying to, I think, attend everything. It just would have been more stressful, and it wouldn't have felt like so much as a vacation as it would have, like, worked, I guess.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I mean, because you're, like, a seasoned vet, so I'm sure.
I totally get that. Like, my running line is one of these days I will take a vacation that actually leaves me rested.
Right.
And between my little ballpark excursions and my film festival time off, I am yet to do that for quite some time. I do want to know about the movie you guys saw, because this is the first time I'm doing one of these TIFF dispatches, and I haven't seen the film that you guys saw. So, tell me, what is Confessions about as a beginner? I know it's South Korean, and after that, I know nothing.
It's about three friends, lifelong friends. They kind of get, like, they get separated a little bit after middle school. But they're, I don't know, it's kind of like, do like a short synopsis.
There's sort of a lot that goes.
Yeah. They sort of stay in each other's lives.
Okay.
And they just have this bond.
They all have, like, different values, but they all, like, they're friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're friends when they're younger, and then sort of a, like, harrowing incident happens.
Okay.
So it forces them to deal with things that normal friendships wouldn't have to endure.
Right.
Cut to, you know, years later, and we're catching up with what they're doing since this incident. And they all have, like you said, very different personalities.
Yeah.
Yet they're still connected by whatever bond. And, like, the essential premise of the movie, I wouldn't like to give anything away, just because
because a lot of people won't have seen it by now. Like,
yeah.
that's the hard part about doing these dispatches, is to kind of to talk in really broad strokes.
But the essential premise
those films
is
where, like, everything unfolds, so you don't really need to know too much in advance.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, there's like, crimes and revenge and that sort of thing.
And going around the horn, yay or nay at the end of the movie?
Oh, yay, for sure.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So y'all liked it. That's good.
Yeah.
How was the actual, like, experience of going to the thing? I imagine the place was packed. Was that the light box?
It was at the light box. Okay. And it was sold out. They had the director there, which was really cool. And the crowd was pretty cool,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the theater was really cool.
We luckily got there really early, so it was...
Yeah, we got a sweet seat. We didn't have to worry about anything like that.
It's funny that you mention that, because I've actually found that a lot of the crowds... I'm... six screenings in. Like, we're sitting and talking about this at supper time on Saturday, and I'm six shows? No, sorry, I'm five shows in. Got ahead of myself already. And I've actually noticed that a lot of the crowds have been subdued. Like the movies are playing out and they're ending, and, you know, this kind of polite applause, that kind of thing, but nothing has really set my audience is on fire. That may have something to say more.
I was surprised by how few people were asking questions after the movie, because I was expecting, it seemed a lot like a screening in Baltimore where they have somebody come in and, like, ask questions and stuff after the movie, but I was expecting to hear that, like, there'd be tons of people just, like, freaking out trying to ask questions.
Yeah, that's kind of a... I've noticed that it's feast or famine with that. Like, there's sometimes where you just get through, like, two or three questions and the moderator's going, like, anybody else? Anybody else?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's other times where, you know, there are people, like, you know, just, like, shaking their hands feverishly trying to get their...
Yeah, I think if there's fuel with the fire, like, if somebody starts something great rolling, then everyone wants to, I could ask this, and I could, you know, go on that.
It was also,
people play off each other.
Yeah, it was also interesting because there's a language barrier. The director didn't speak English, so he had a translator.
Yeah.
But it was obvious that other people in the audience spoke Korean.
Yeah.
So as he was, you know, giving his response, people in the audience would be laughing.
Yeah.
Just, like, scattershot around, and everyone else would be patiently waiting to hear what the joke was.
Yeah, yeah.
Because one of the big things was, when he came out, he looked really young.
I thought he was 15.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like a kid.
And the movie has a lot of mature themes, and this whole time, I wasn't thinking he definitely was in high school, but I was like, he has to be early 20s.
Right.
The only thing we know,
impressive.
The that it's his first film too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We were thinking he definitely could
he's
be.
He's like a film school grad.
Well, yeah, we were thinking even I thought maybe 18.
Yeah, like really young.
So it was a pretty cute part in the Q&A that someone said, "I gotta ask, like, how old are you?"
How old is
he? And he was really bashful, oh. And he said that. Yeah, I know I look this way, but I'm actually 34. So he looked really young, and he said he had a hard time getting the. He worked as like a production assistant and assistant to the director, and he said he had a hard time kind of getting to where he was now, what it did to show on his face.
Yeah,
and I thought that was fun.
That's awesome.
He really nice.
Yeah, he was saying he was looking forward to doing more hard work so that he could age himself a bit.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the Lightbox? Because that's like the theater I go to the most.
Okay.
I go there like 20 times a year, actually. But like I refer to that as like movie going Xanadu, because if I had my way, I would like everybody who comes to Metatown, I'm like, go there and watch a movie the way it's like you're supposed to see it.
It was pretty impressive. Like the whole theater was pretty like, it was very well maintained. I was wondering, like, I even asked, like, do they like renovate it for TIFF or something?
No, that's
or is that, like,
it's,
how it
kind of still
is?
Has that new car smell. It's actually only 4 years old.
Oh, okay.
So there's
that. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because the building itself is very modern.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I figured if it wasn't new, it had to have been completely renovated recently.
Yeah. No. They it's like one of those little things is because they designed it for the festival, for instance, you'll notice that the lobby is very, very open.
Yeah.
Because they figured, hey, there's going to be lines zigzagging through this 10 days a year.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of, there's a theater in Silver Spring, which is close to D.C., called the AFI Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's similar to that. It's like a gigantic version of that.
I get emails from them all the time.
Yeah.
I totally want to go, and I'm just like, I'm 10 hours away from you.
It's really
thanks
it's
for
really
telling
nice
me
theater.
That something really cool is playing. Since you guys have, like, you know, your one little day of doing it, did anything at all surprise you that you didn't really expect going into the festival? Like, did you caught off guard by how big or how small or how crazy or whatnot or anything?
I thought it would be a little more organized.
Yeah.
We all do.
It's not that it's unorganized. It's that it's complicatedly organized. If that makes
like
sense.
Like, the rush thing doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, why don't you just sell the tickets?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that seem like they could be
simpler.
Yeah.
I
get that.
I guess
but I'm
like
sure there's a reason.
Sort of.
It was also, another thing about single tickets was, yesterday we went to pick up our tickets for Confession, and we were going to try to buy another ticket for today, only for them to say, no, you have to get them the day of.
Which didn't
which,
really make
I mean,
a lot
the
of
line
sense.
Was empty, and it was sort of just like, do you have to do it that way?
I swear I sent an email or two that explained said things, but I have a hunch that they landed in Lindsay's bulk folder.
No, I read through that, but it was a lot to read.
It was, admittedly, it was long. I was going
to
say, it was a long email.
Yeah.
I'll admit
so.
I wasn't on chain, so I didn't read that.
There's that.
I came yeah. in.
It is, like, I got to be honest, it took me, I'm on my 14th festival, I think, 13th festival. It took me a little while to figure out, like, the way the whole system works and to kind of use it to my advantage. So it does take, you know, one or two tries.
Do you go as press or do you go
I wish
as,
I
like,
could. Hopefully this time next year I will.
I've heard it's difficult to get press.
It is difficult. What's happened is for most of their existence, they've treated online media very differently.
Yeah.
They kind of all see us as doing this sort of thing in our spare time and only coming to it as like fans. Right. Which we are, but I think that there's still good things to come from that.
Sure. And yeah.
But from what I understand, there's been an attitude change this year that might pave the way for people like me to be able to go as press with a much easier way. The thing about it, though, is that going as press is a totally different experience.
Yeah. It seems like. That's what I was going to say.
Because,
it seems like the
yeah,
way you
like,
get to see movies is very different.
Yeah, well, because you go and see it with, you're going and seeing it with, like, the industry. You're
right.
Yeah, with good. People who are just there to either watch it analytically and thus tend not to get invested,
yeah.
Or are there to, like, buy it.
Right.
So they're some of them don't even stay. Like, they'll watch 20 minutes of it and out they go.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Like, I like going with fans. I really do. That is the one thing, if I went as press, I would miss that.
That was the one thing the one reason we wanted to try to catch Midnight Madness, because I'm sure those screenings are awesome. Those seem
yeah.
like that would be the fun. Like
that definitely seems up our alley.
Yeah,
it's a party. Like the minute, like the Midnight Madness one. Like forget about just going with film enthusiasts on a regular basis. The people who can make a 9 a.m. show on Sunday morning feel, you know, really, really inviting. Going to the opposite extreme, going to the ones who were there on midnight on a Wednesday, you know, to watch a movie about a woman getting infected with a ghostly STD. They are ramped up and have only gotten more so over time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, I definitely hope you guys, like, come back sometime and, you know, do a bunch. Like, you know, usually they say, like, the first one, it's kind of like, you know, the first hit of drugs.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What have you guys been doing, like, the rest of the time in the city?
We're trying to sightsee a little bit, maybe see some.
I'm really sorry that our harbor is a mess. Like, if you guys went anywhere near the water, don't even bother. It's brutal.
Yeah, but the city's nice, and there's a lot of. We like Indian food. There's a lot of Indian
There's
food.
Tons, yeah.
That's what we got last night.
Surprised by how warm it was.
Oh, yeah, thanks for bringing the humidity with you.
Super
really.
We all,
yeah, neither was I. That's the crazy thing about September in Toronto is that the weather can be anything. It can be humid as hell. Like, you know, people are asking me as they're coming into town, they're like, how do I dress? I'm like,
I don't know.
Light layers. and buckle up. Like, you know, like today it's cooler. Last night it was, were you guys out in the storm last night?
Yeah, literally.
You didn't see that coming either, did you? No.
Yeah, like the weather said, it's going to stop at 8. And we're like, you sure?
No,
it's like 2 a.m.
Certainly didn't. What else did you do besides the Indian food?
We ate some bratwurst. Those were good.
Yeah, we went to bratwurst.
A lot of food-related activities.
Awesome. We went to Casa Loma,
which
was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We were expecting that you would have to pay to walk in the castle.
To see the grounds.
Yeah. It was a nice view from, like, the top of the stairs. You can kind of get a bird's eye view.
And if people don't know, that's the castle scene with Chris Evans in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That was filmed at Casa Loma.
They also filmed the tuxedo there.
They filmed a bunch. Like, they got did you see, like, all the posters?
Yeah.
Like, X-Men was filmed there as well. You all right? Get really excited about X-Men.
It's mutants, man.
Is that, like, the Xavier Mansion?
I think it was. Like, I know some of the exteriors were, and I could swear that, like, when they do an aerial shot of the Xavier school, that it is Casa Loma. But I haven't watched that for good reason. I haven't watched that first one in a while.
Yeah.
And apparently you guys are, like, in search of you're in search of poutine.
Yes.
As everybody who's coming into town is.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that I don't want to go with people. I'm like, I'm trying to cut down, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And donuts.
Donuts. Yeah. Everywhere I go, I want donuts.
Everywhere in the world or
just
everywhere,
like,
in Toronto?
Yeah, like, every city you've gone to.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I didn't think of that as a specifically Toronto thing.
Well, like, I like coffee a lot, but I also love donuts, so anywhere I go, I'm like, what's the best donut place imaginable?
Yeah. Oh, man.
We had some awesome ones in Chicago and in Philadelphia.
I don't know why I'm on the Philadelphia Tourism Board, but if anyone knows that, I've been to Philadelphia a million times, but they have this small shop called Federal Donuts, and they serve small, like, oddly spiced donuts that sound weird but taste great, and they serve fried chicken.
Oh, cool.
And I fantasize about it constantly.
Why wouldn't you?
It is so good.
Last Sunday morning for breakfast, I went to a diner that had the maple bacon donuts.
Yes, that's what we had in Chicago.
Yeah. We went to a place called Glazed and Infused.
Yeah. It was great name.
It was really good.
Yeah, that's good. Now, one last thing I want to ask you guys about before we sign off here on the, you know, least specific wicked little town ever, is this is now, like, at least two times this summer, and maybe three times in total, you guys have gone to another place and met people who you only knew as avatars and podcast voices and writers. How have you found that whole experience? Because it's kind of funny. There's sometimes where I meet people and I find that they're exactly like what I imagine they're going to be. There's other times where they're totally different, both for better and for worse. Has it been weird? Has it been cool? Are you getting over it, or does, like, every time it's still?
Awesome. No, it is awesome. I've never met anyone that's totally different. I haven't had that yet.
No, like, nobody who's putting on a persona.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Unless I don't know when they leave the room.
They kept the persona so well that we didn't know.
In Chicago, I think we got to meet at least, like, 10 people.
Yeah,
and everyone was really cool.
Even people that I, like, specifically didn't follow or wasn't, like, really into everything they write about, it was still cool to talk to them and get, like, a whole new perspective.
Yeah.
That's what I like, is we're we're pretty different, I think, than what some of the, how some of the other people write, or, like, we're different in the fact that, you know, we're all together, so, like, when we go somewhere, it's kind of, like, safety in numbers, we're,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
friends, and
yeah,
it's...
Well, you guys are a team, like,
yeah,
you guys, like, not only are you guys a team effort, but, like, you guys are a personal team effort,
yeah,
in that,
yeah,
a lot of the other, a lot of the other sites that have, like, contributors, the contributors are scattered all over the country,
right,
if not,
yeah,
the world.
Yeah.
You guys all, like, hang.
Right.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's rare.
Yeah, and we do have a couple. We're actually going to meet one of our contributors in Florida next month, so that's awesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Robert from To the Escape Hatch.
Oh.
And
but
last month we had Shane from Film Actually came and spent a weekend in Baltimore with us.
Where's he from?
Jamaica.
Okay, I was going to say, I was like, wait a second. What, can I ask, what was he doing in Baltimore?
He was actually, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. He was in New York for a few weeks, and you can take the Megabus from New York to Baltimore, so it was really convenient.
Though?
It's not that bad. It's like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess if he's already, it's kind of like our friend Tom Clift a few years ago when he did TIFF. He used that as an excuse to kind of go around America afterwards.
Oh,
the,
yeah,
idea,
yeah,
being he was already on this side of the world,
yeah,
he might as well do something. So I
Which
guess
is
with,
yeah, smart, though.
Yeah, and I guess with Shane, it was like, well, I'm already in America, I,
yeah,
might as well do,
yeah,
this.
Because we, you know, we always put the invitation out there, like, hey, if anyone's ever in town, like, and we're also big proponents of Baltimore, and it gets a really bad rap. Like, most people don't know Baltimore for anything,
well,
positive.
Yeah, you might have to convince me off air, because I've been in Baltimore for, like, one day of my life, and all I can tell you from that day was
back.
The Wire was not fiction.
No, it's
definitely
not,
not fiction.
There
you
are
just,
areas.
I, different tours. You
well, yeah,
the,
well, yeah. I
can
went
take the
to,
FTS crew tour.
Well,
or you can,
I should have.
The Wire tour.
I went to the, like, the church where Edgar Allan Poe was buried.
Oh, yeah.
So that was,
yeah,
not a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was fine, but that was like, I walked away from the car and I was like, lock the doors. You know? And I was like, I'd actually stay with the car. For me, like, the cool thing about this, and I don't know if I've mentioned this on air, even though I've had a bunch of people like you guys on the show when they come for TIFF, is it's, for me, it's always, and this is probably true for you guys too, it's cool and weird for me to have people who I know as avatars and voices on podcasts in my hometown. Like,
right.
I you know, I hang here like once a month or so. So for me to be sitting here with you guys is both cool and kind of strange.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? So it's that kind of thing for me, which you guys probably have when you do the Baltimore tour, if anybody
has. Oh, it's awesome. We get,
yeah,
amped up. Like, it's an event.
Because when Shane came, it was almost like we were all taking a vacation in our own city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, we go to places all the time.
Right.
But we don't, you know, take a tour of the whole...
And,
like,
have an itinerary,
yeah,
of, like,
yeah,
hey, these are, like, cool things we want you to see about the city. And,
yeah,
and sort of gauging, like, if he's into it or if he's not into it, and, like, what we can show him, what do you need.
We rode the water taxi for the first time
for the
in our
first
lives.
Time and ever rode the water,
yeah,
taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, no, totally. Like, you know, for me, like, usually I'm only going up the tower when somebody from out of town is here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
All right, well, before we sign out on, as I said, like, the least specific podcast about confessions ever, I'm gonna ask, can we look forward to French Show Sunday coming to TIFF 2015?
I don't know about necessarily 2015, because we might be in Europe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We might pull a Tom Clift and try to go around Europe.
Okay.
But maybe.
But you guys might be back at some
point. In the future.
But in
I
the
would
future,
definitely like,
yeah,
to come,
yeah,
back.
Just, you know what, like, just come at the end of the month, and we'll schedule, like, a special pub night for you guys.
Okay.
And I'll get, like, 20 people who, you know, just, like, give you, like, drop you into the deep end of a whole bunch of vloggers all over.
If we get the crew out, it's already like 6 people anyway, so.
Well, there's that. But I mean, like, you know, not that I mean to slam it or anything like that, but like the land meetup, in Toronto, we call that month end. We do.
You guys get together a lot?
Monthly. And
there's so many people up here, though.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah.
It's like a hub of movie vloggers.
Yeah.
All right. So, plug the site and the podcast and tell people where they can find it.
Oh, okay. It's FrenchToastSunday.com. And you can find it there, and it's there. Like, if you go there, it's there, and you can search it.
Podcast you can find on iTunes.
The podcast, it's little. The title is actually French Toast Sunday Podcast, so same kind of thing.
I'm sure people are going to be able to follow those breadcrumbs.
It's also on that site, and you can search it on iTunes. You don't have to listen to it.
It's fine. And if people want to follow you on Twitter, where do they find you?
Oh, we're actually at FTSTweets.
Awesome.
Because Twitter has a...
And I'm sure that there will be some sort of a post about your Toronto adventure.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Including confessions.
Yes.
Nice. Well, I will have at least three more of these coming before the festival ends. Probably a little bit more specific, but as I said, with these guys all here, I wanted to, you know, capture this for posterity. But I'm Ryan McNeil. I'm at thematinee.ca. You can find the Twitter at matinee_ca, facebook.com/darkmatinee. I am writing about every single film I see at TIFF, and there's going to be about 25 of them, so they're coming hard and fast for 2 weeks here, folks. Until then, for everybody from French Show Sunday, I'm Ryan. We'll see you at the matinee and at TIFF. It's a wicked